back to Met Film Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to the line. CJ of Stoughton, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ of Stoughton?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Thank God for Elon Musk. He believes in free speech. And he's going to prove that the Democrats don't. President Trump not only had to debate Joe Biden, but he had to debate Chris Wallace, Fox News' moderator. And that story's been proven true. So it was buried by social media, and that's why Elon Musk is doing a takeover, a beautiful thing, to support freedom of speech. Who's the big guy, Matt? Who do you think the big guy is in that story that now is proven true from the debate? Who do you think the big guy is that got $10 million from China? I'd like to hear your answer. Who the big guy is?
Well, I tell you what, the big guy who got hundreds of millions of dollars from Russia is Donald Trump.
See, you're going to...
And you are alluding to the Hunter Biden thing, in which there's an allusion to the big guy, which is obviously an allusion to Joe Biden, but it is a false thing to say, CJ, that Biden got a dime or a penny, much less 10 million. That's frankly false.
You don't know yet.
Well, yeah, you do. Don't you think that that would have been traced already? Yes, you do know that. And so that's, you're simply pulling that out of thin air. The other thing on Elon Musk, I agree with you that he's a great guy. I admire Elon Musk. For those of you out there who haven't followed this, Elon Musk is now thinking of making a hostile takeover of Twitter. And then there's a thought that he would restore Donald Trump's privileges. Now, the thing is, I believe in the First Amendment. I don't believe in excluding people. But I would say to you this, CJ, when you think about this, at what point do you not permit? And by the way, this isn't the government doing it. A private company can do whatever it wants, CJ, okay? So if you write a letter to the editor of the Milwaukee Journal and they don't like your point of view, they don't have to publish it and the government can't tell them to. This First Amendment privilege belongs to the newspaper as well as to the guy writing the letter. So the First Amendment privilege belongs to Twitter as well as to Trump. And the reason that Twitter wouldn't let him get on is because Trump would put things on there that were false. You know, he would say, and he is the president, and he'd say stuff like, somebody, and other people would put in, Dominion voting machines had a backdoor that changed the votes. That's false. Or they would say he supposedly lost by 20,000 votes in Wisconsin, but it was because of fraud. Well, when you have the president saying that, that's false, that's simply false. What if you had a jihadist going on there and saying, we want a bunch of people to show up in Manhattan at Grand Central Station at a certain time. No, we don't want that. We don't want that. So you don't have the government regulating it, but what you have is private industry regulating it. And I respect that. I share your opinion of Elon Musk. The guy's amazing. From South Africa, couldn't get into the United States, so he goes to Canada. He goes to the University of Pennsylvania, majors in physics. And this guy forms a car company and a rocket ship company. Now, let me tell you something. It wouldn't have occurred to me in a million years to know how to form a car company to stand up to GM and Ford and a rocket company to stand up to NASA and try to make money. How do you do that? This guy is a genius. He's terrific. And I'm glad if he's trying to take over Twitter. And if he restores Trump, he restores Trump. But that then would be the private decision of a non-governmental decision. And Trump, frankly, is a tumor. He should be in prison, as you won't agree with that, but Trump should be in prison for betraying us to Putin, frankly, taking money from them, frankly, doing their bidding, attacking NATO and attacking the EU. He should be in prison, to say nothing of the fact that with his properties, he'll tell banks they're worth one amount and the government for tax purposes another, which is a felony. And the DA in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, took a dive. So we have a difference of opinion, CJ. I enjoy your calls, and they're legitimate calls, and happy to debate you. And We agree on Elon Musk. We do not agree that there's something wrong with a private company saying that I'm going to take a fraudster down. Now, if a private company has new ownership and puts the fraudster back up, I will stand by the private company. The First Amendment belongs to the private company. Okay, we have some very important stuff on Ukraine, very concerning. Fortunately, the U.S. has stepped up what they're giving Zelensky in arms, $800 billion, and I'm going to give you some of them. They're giving him 50 million rounds, the U.S., of ammunition, 400 Stinger missiles. They're the ones that take down planes up to about 5,000 feet. Unfortunately, it's mostly helicopters. We should get them the next generation that takes down planes to 20,000 feet. Get it to them immediately, Joe. We're sending them 5,500 javelins, take out tanks and armed personnel carriers, 700 so-called switchblade drones, which are a little heavier, longer range, can maneuver and hover. You know, guys in a, you know, in fact, say the Wagner group, torturers, murderers, troops, so they look up and there's a 50-pound thing hovering over them, and they are going to the promised land. We're sending them 18 155-millimeter howitzers, some artillery, 40,000, 155 million millimeter artillery rounds, hundreds of armored, highly protected, highly mobile machines, trucks, armored vehicles, 200 M113 armored personnel carriers, 7,000 small arms, great, laser-guided rocket systems, all great. Joe, get them the planes. Get them shorter-ship missiles so they don't have to modify old Soviet ones. They took out the Moskva. Get them to take out the rest of that fleet. Get them the planes, multi-launch rocket launchers, get that to them. This is a good start. The Ukrainians are unified. They're tough. Get the Ruskies and the Wagner group and the mercenaries out. Another concerning thing, however, and this is something that in the back of my mind, the Ruskies have already done at Chernobyl. A lot of what you read about nuclear reactors and problems, actually in Russia, they were really in Ukraine. Ukraine has 15 sites that are nuclear reactors, chemical plants or mines and other manufacturing sites that have toxic chemicals. There's one, it's a long name, Pridnipropsky on the Dnieper River, is a plant that produced 50% of yellowcake uranium for Soviet nukes when Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union, 50%. It's sitting there, the Dnieper River, it has 40 million tons of nuclear waste. 40 million tons, 40 million tons of nuclear waste. That's 15 times more than Chernobyl. It is being maintained by Ukrainian experts. If and when the Russians bomb that, and they bomb it by air, because Ukraine doesn't have the MiGs to stop them, or they could launch missiles from Russia, inside Russia. And they release 40 million tons of nuclear waste, 15 times more than Chernobyl. They radiate the whole country. They'll also radiate their own troops. They don't care. These are conscripts, a lot of them from rural villages. They don't care. Putin doesn't care. He will steal the defense money that went to their food. He'll steal the defense money that went to their shells and ammo. The Russians' soldiers ran out of ammo. He will steal the defense money, he and the oligarchs, that were going to go to the ships so that they could have active anti-missile defenses. They will steal their own defense dollars and yet commit their military. If he does that, the United States must respond. That is the equivalent of dropping a nuclear weapon. If you bomb a site that formerly produced 50% of the yellowcake uranium for Soviet nukes, is sitting there maintained by Ukrainian experts, who were attacked by Russians. And that site has 40 million tons of nuclear waste, 15 times more than Chernobyl. And you release that, that is a nuclear weapon. And then I think the U.S. Air Force has to go in and simply bomb every Ruski, every Wagner group, every Islamic terrorist from Syria and Chechnya, everyone, get food and water to Mariupol and everywhere else, and every Ruski and mercenary is a marked man. That we cannot permit. The diseased rat Putin hiding out in his animal hole has got to be told that. He has got to be told that. You know, we talk about environmental threats. We talk about climate change, all very important. There's something very immediate in Ukraine. You remember Chernobyl? Remember Three Mile Island, for that matter, in this country? It can happen accidentally. When something like that happens and releases massive amounts of radiation, that is something that we cannot tolerate. We simply cannot tolerate that. Go to the lines quick before the break. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Hey, happy Friday to you, Matt. Thanks for your show. I learned an awful lot from it. Also, it's nice to listen to your callers. It gives me hope. Just to name a few, it's like Jenny and Dick and Bill and Mark. They give me a lot of hope that there's people out there that care about the country. And I want to just mention one thing. Well, Putin, I don't understand why the GOP is behind that man, but also, I wanted to bring up one other thing that's been said a couple, three times this week. Jimmy Carter, he certainly is not the worst president. He was never impeached two times, and he never let a coup over a government. So, you know, I just want to bring that up because I can remember Jimmy Carter. He was an intelligent man. He served his country. Had some bad luck when he was president over in Iran and stuff, but certainly not the worst president. He's still giving today, and he was. And him and his wife both. So, again, thanks for your show. Have a happy Friday. And thanks for all the wonderful callers you have calling. And it's really cool. Have a good day.
Paul.
And a weekend.
Thanks. Same to you, Paul. Yeah, I'm going to respond on Jimmy Carter after the break. We're coming to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I agree with Wisco Paul. I'll respond on Jimmy Carter right after the break.